You may be thinking that that was very long. But you know, if you do 4-hour rehearsals on Saturday afternoon, a mere hour is nothing. And we've been working on this for a long time. And at first it seemed too opaque, and it seemed too long and too repetitive and all the things that one could think about. But you know, in the end, it's a great piece of music, and it requires every single bar to be played with care and with love. So that's what we did. You know, this is always a very difficult moment, an important, touching, but at the same time difficult moment. It's our last concert in Boston, and then we're going on tour, and we're not playing a note on tour that we played tonight. We're playing Mahler Sixth, and we're playing The Rite of Spring, and we're playing Dvorak New World, and Forza del Destino, and all sorts of Mexican pieces, and so on. And we go in June on this great tour. And what it is, of course, is an opportunity for young people in America to say to young people in Mexico, we are committed to the same things. And we're going to say it up and down Mexico, all over Mexico. 6 different cities, and we're going to interact with Mexican kids and play together, and several of them are going to join the orchestra to play with us, and it's going to be a tour of collaboration and also a tour of possibility, because not everything in this world is easy for these young people growing up. But the music teaches us how to be, tells us what our values are, how much care and effort it takes to play beautifully, how playing together is the only way of playing. There is no competition in an orchestra. There's only love. And that's why the orchestra is such a wonderful model for human beings to live by. And you say, but isn't it all about the power of the conductor? No. My wonderful former wife and beloved friend of all of us, Roz, gave a definition of leadership, which I treasure. She said, the leader is the relentless architect of the possibility that others can be. And that's something to live by. If you're a parent of somebody on stage, be proud. Be proud. They are extraordinary. Also, thank you, because you made enormous efforts for them to be who they are. Time, money, focus, love, concentration, and support. They could not have done it without you. And the many of them listening on live stream around the country, even around the world, who know that they poured everything they had into the development of these young people so that they could play this way. And it doesn't happen by itself. And every one of the people on the stage should be proud and grateful that they were able to give this amount of time to become the extraordinary artists you are. Some of them are not going to go on to tour for various reasons. Some have medical internships, or they have other commitments. Our first trombone, I don't want to pick out individual people, has bypassed the entire educational system of America and is going to take a job as first trombone in the Virginia Symphony. But They're all up to extraordinary things. If you went through the list of the accomplishments and the ambitions and the achievements that they demonstrate in medicine and in other fields and, of course, in music, you would be amazed and thrilled. And so some of them can't go on tour. And so tonight is the last time they're going to play in this orchestra. And Isabel in the double basses, and Andres and the cellos and others who've been here for 3-4 years. Our oboist, Thomas Juhas, has played in this orchestra for 7 years. 7 years, every Saturday, for 4 hours. Every Saturday, for 7 years. Right? And now he's going on to something else. So we're saying goodbye. We're going to say goodbye to a number of people, and we will never be together again like this, never. And we'll never make music like this again. And that's difficult for me, I tell you. Because you know one thing about this place, this room, is that I don't think there's a better room in the entire world to make music in. And the privilege of being here, however well you play, if you don't have an instrument to play in, it all amounts to nothing. And we have the greatest instrument to play in. And many of them will never appear on the stage again. Isn't that extraordinary? That's why we dragged the Rachmaninoff out to the last one. So we have to say goodbye, and it's difficult to say goodbye, and we say it in a way that only music can do fully. We play each year a short movement, the variation Nimrod from Elgar's Enigma variations. And what Elgar did in that piece was he wrote a series of portraits of friends. And the friend that he described in Nimrod is his best friend. And his best friend loved Beethoven, and he had a great deep love of music. And it was a farewell. It wasn't a funeral piece. Often this is used at funerals and played extremely slowly. But it's about friendship and about saying goodbye and about love. And we do that in this orchestra, and we want to convey it to you. In every town we go in Mexico, we're going to play this piece at the end of the program. And everybody's going to be moved, and everybody's going to realize that they all belong with us together in one family of human beings. And that only music can express fully. But it can express that fully. So that's what we're going to do. And you'll probably see a tear or two in the last concert, in the second performance we're going to do in Mexico City. There'll be a lot of tears, because everybody will be going into a different world. But we'll be back next year. So to the wonderful people who are not coming on tour and not coming back, we say goodbye. But we say goodbye, you know, with confidence and joy, because we know that they have such strong values, such passion, and such commitment to excellence, that they will do something in the world that will make a difference to lots and lots of people. I am absolutely certain of it. So we launch them out into the world to make great lives. I don't say great careers, because that they will do anyway, but great lives. Lives of contribution and lives of love. And that's what we send them on the way, and we've trained them every Saturday for years in possibility and in connection and being together. So this music can express that more perfectly. In fact, it's the only way it can be expressed. So we will play Nimrod, the 9th variation of the Enigma variations of Elgar. And we say, with love, farewell.